Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
It's Thursday.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a great idea.
Listen up.
Let's put on a show.
That is a good idea.
No, that's a great idea.
What kind of a show?
Super sexy cool.
What kind of show you think I'm doing here?
Have you ever met in person?
You look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
Have you ever seen my show?
You're on radio and not on television.
They got faces for radio.
And now for a little radio.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
Yeah, what kind of show you think we're doing here? What kind of show you think we're doing?
We have faces for radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Oh, my goodness.
641, Throwback Thursday. All your old school and throwback fire requests, 302-858-5117, 542. Text it in this morning. John, what up? Wants to hear Ahmad back in the day. We got you on the way.
Nice.
How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
It's going to be nice out. Mostly sunny, cooler, highs in the upper 60s.
All right, a lot of stuff we're coming up this morning right after 7 o'clock. When did you realize you were an adult? We'll talk about it. I'm still not. Also, 720 and 910, we got phone checks for Clarissa Jenkins. 735, question of the day. 820 this morning, we have Coach Corey Holton, brand new varsity basketball coach from Washington High.
Hi.
Looking forward to him. Also, he's a program director of Maneri's Dream Alliance Incorporated. They got a lot of events coming up. They help out a lot of kids in the community and all that. So we'll talk to Corey coming up after 8 o'clock. In the meantime, let's do this right here.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, what you got today?
All right, so Tyler Perry will star in and also direct Why Did I Get Married Again. This is going to be a Netflix sequel to his 2007 comedy, Why Did I Get Married? Taraji P. Henson will be there. Also, Jill Scott and Richard Jones and Tasha Smith and many, many more. The story reunites the couples as Marcus and Angela's daughter prepares for her wedding. And Perry also wrote the script.
Nice.
So, supposed to be really, really good. Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner filed a defamation lawsuit on Wednesday against R&B singer Ray J, claiming that he made false statements about a federal RICO investigation. The suit alleges that Ray J first suggested that the Kardashians should face criminal investigation on a TMZ special in May, calling racketeering charges appropriate. On September the 24th, Ray J said during a live stream that the federal RICO I'm about to drop on Kris and Kim is about to get crazy, and feds, they're coming. He also stated that this is worse than Diddy, referencing, you know, Sean Diddy Combs and his federal trafficking charges. The lawsuit says that Ray J's public statements are false. No such federal investigation exists. It also alleges that the recent comments are just the latest in a pattern of these inflammatory statements from Ray J, who was Kim Kardashian's partner in her infamous 2007 sex tape, and the younger brother of Brandy. So we'll see what happens with this. But yeah, Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner, they filed a defamation lawsuit against Ray J.
We'll definitely be following that story.
That one's going to get heated.
Yes.
Also, a judge dismisses this lawsuit against Nirvana. You know, the baby that was on the cover.
Yes.
All right. So now this has finally all come to an end.
Okay. If you don't know, the rock band Nirvana, alternative group from back in the day, they had an album where there's a baby in a pool.
Yeah, the nude.
Most of you guys probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And
it was in 1991.
Yes.
And so the judge.
So that baby dismissed. Sued Nirvana.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. The judge, his name is Spencer Eldon, and he dismissed the case against Nirvana over that nude image of him as a baby on the cover of the band's groundbreaking 1991 album, Nevermind.
That's because the judge was a Nirvana fan.
Well, ruling that the photo does not constitute child porn.
Mm.
So the judge also said that the image resembles a non-explicit family photo and lacks anything like provocative. There's no elements there, while also noting that he profited from the image.
Yeah.
So, you know, here you are many years later suing for financial benefit. So there you go. That finally has come to an end. And that's, you know, what the judge ruled on that.
That's what they tried to say. Child porn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because that's. Like, I grew up on that, so maybe, I don't know.
Me too. But I never thought that that baby would grow up one day and sue.
And sue, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Never even cross my mind.
Crazy.
And
somebody just wanted a piece of the pie.
I know. NSYNC, Lance and Joey, JC and Chris, but no JT. They're exploring an arena tour, an NSYNC tour.
Without Justin Timberlake.
Anniversary without Justin Timberlake, even if he doesn't sign on, they want to do it.
They would still.
As soon as I read that, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Really? Is it like that?
For me. Not for everybody. But
do you think it's like that for most?
I don't know. 4 out of the 5? Like, hmm. And I'm an NSYNC fan. Like,
but Justin Timberlake holds that much weight?
Yes.
I mean, over,
I think so.
Like, more than over the... I mean, I know it's disappointing and you want him, but he holds that much more weight over the whole group?
I feel like he does.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's obviously the biggest and he's got, you know, like, he's it, but you don't think it would still sell out?
I don't know.
I think
for
it would.
For me...
You wouldn't go.
No. I know it sounds horrible. And
the concert goer, Jessica Martinez, would not go to an NSYNC concert.
If it's a free ticket.
No, you got to pay for it.
No.
Really? Wow. That surprises me.
I want all or nothing.
I know, but I mean, if he's not on the tour, that just surprises me.
Yeah, so, they say that they want to give fans the reunion that they have been waiting for, even if Justin Timberlake does not sign on. TMZ says that Lance Bass and Joey Fatone and JC, Chris Kirkpatrick, they have been discussing big plans for the group's 30th anniversary, including the possibility of an, like, this arena tour without JT. We're told that... The guys know demand is still sky high, and the promoters believe that fans will pack the arenas, even if it's just the four of them.
I think I'm with the promoters on this. Yeah. I don't know. Would you go see NSYNC without Justin Timberlake? Would you pay the money and go see? I know you want Justin Timberlake, but if he wasn't doing the tour, and do you think it'll still sell out? Let us know. 302-858-5117.
I need JT.
Sports up next by request. Throwback Thursday, 542. Wanted to hear Ahmad back in the day. Good morning.